And he called like the fool.
Where some of this junk is talking about. But you can't fool me.
That's right.
All right. See, now that's just like this. Whoa. Talk about he put you in hell. You see what I'm talking about? Because I can talk about niggas there with some white junk. And they don't believe in God more. And if it's in the same place, it doesn't. And they have a lot of respect for the paper is. You're funny about it? Now, the Quakers themselves didn't get down. You see? They made you stand. I'm talking about the more worth one of the best of the girls here. You see? Now, they stepped down my foot. Now, we point out now that no man is going to the bar. But my name. Well, now somebody will say, well, you know, I didn't mean that the Roman Catholic Church, all of my ancestors and all of my people were in it. And they died and they went to heaven. And look, their feet, to get them out of purgatory, has been taken. And they are now in heaven. Now, they don't go back no way to burial. Now that's what they're saying. Now the devil, what they always say is the devil is that one that I told you about. Negative, positive, true, false, good, bad. I told you about all of them. And I told the truth about people that all they do wrong is God. For all they do be. There you go. Ephesians. Did you ever study anything about this? And in Ephesians. You ought to look it up sometime. Yeah. It was a bad place. They believed that they were they drop down. And they spent their whole time working, making oranges and putting one thing in another. For their Aponizer deals to. The Paul in that spoke. And when he spoke, well, he spoke in the Hebrew tongue, and he also spoke to them in the Greek tongue. Then they spoke together between themselves. And you remember that he was one of the seven churches that had been angels. The Yahweh of Crocodile, her Adopted, and so forth and so on. So now when it comes to these Greeks, when you contrast, what do you think? How do you feel about it? What do you mean about it? You see, y'all, it gives him a little credit for enlightening the minister. See? So you won't have to be let off with a free thing that doesn't amount to anything. See? Now, this is what I'm going to say now. Listen. I'm not going to do anything else other than to repeat, and I hope it's so clear. John 3:16 says, Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should have everlasting life. You understand? Now, every other other than that. Maybe you brush your teeth, how you tie your tie, and put one thing, you know, that's just pretty. See, that's what you need. But what does it mean, though, is, I'm talking about predestination. See, that Yahweh has predestined you to go back in the way that you come out from him. Now, remember this. He was as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You see? So now, when he's out here on Golgotha's land, see, that was just a manifestation of what was last year. You see that now? Which means that he predestined you to go back. So when did you come out? Everybody. You know what I'm talking about? Now that's the true meaning of predestination. Suppose you read that again, those that in the speech.
1:5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahshua the Messiah.
Now you see that. What is that? Children, that man, all he did, all that he knew.
He was determined not to know anything else but Yahweh and Messiah and him crucified in front of him. Yea, resurrected from the dead. You understand me? That your salvation is predicated on this.
Right.
Now, before you come into in this group, now you listen to what I'm going to say. A whole lot of shooters and ignorant things you do. You see? And then even ask who got you. You've done a whole lot of you did. And now they charge you up with it. So you wouldn't be here.
That's right.
You may not think so, but that's a fact. Right. He doesn't tolerate you. And as Paul said, you know, you said, in the Corinthians and the Ephesians and them, he said, now I had to give you milk.
Yeah.
Couldn't give you meat. Look how long I was. 30-some years before I could tell the people. If y'all laid it on, the incarnation and the physical body back here. But they just couldn't take it. And I want you to know this too. There have been thousands of people in Los Angeles and here and around over the country that have come to this group and heard what you had to say and got up and walked out.
That's right.
Or left back to the church and never returned.
Yes.
Now the reason for that is because you don't preach the stupidity that lives in you.
That's right.
You follow what I'm talking about? They think you're wrong about it. Okay. And right at 1225 West 6th Street, many years ago, whether I went to Cincinnati, whether I was the best friend of the first time, Bankston, good or bad, was bad. And then we had a debate on what bad is. And Bankston said this. We knew one another pretty well. I didn't believe in his faith anymore. So I was speaking. And he got him, he pointed his finger right in my face. And he took his finger in my face. And he said how he read the Bible and he studied that he was some of the smartest men in the world on earth. And I was the only human man that he ever heard of say. That one of that shouldn't work better than this dispensation. You see what I'm talking about? You can't do it alone with me. See? I went to the grade. I had 5 of them that time. By myself. I had 1225 rest of it. Now, one of that shouldn't be better. But since it was given to the Jews, neither is it. any kind of ordinance. Now, about that. Now, let's just cut in the water. Now, let me tell you something else. You can go to the library, go to the library, and you can find books written down by Mary Ann Baker and others, 78 Baptists and whatnot. You say, now, this is more than that. Because it's important. Tell you what people believe is the truth. But it's true to me. But until somebody comes along with Yahweh, you should get all messed up. You know what it is. It's the thing to give us all. Now, I'm sure that there's somebody sitting here tonight under the sound of my voice that believes that they all keep the Ten Commandments. And then I go on the roof. You see what I mean? That's where some of them believe when they come in this room. And some of them believe that same thing happening now. But it's not. Now, if you open your Bible and show me anybody in fact. Now, that's the way this is what I tell you. Somebody always wants to grow in honor to himself instead of getting to our thoughts.
That's right.
Then you tell about my mind. Well, what about so-and-so? Well, now, what about this? I always didn't say a thing to you about no water baptism. It's not from back in the Bible as Gentiles. Never said a thing to you about keeping no Sabbath day. Never said a thing to you about washing no feet and eating no water. So that's not in the Bible. Now you thought before you come in this school that that was in the Bible. Is it? Now you go down that water, come to the Bible and get plenty of Bible. I mean plenty of books. Down right now. But it just isn't in the Bible. It never has been. How about that? But did you hear what that man said? I hope. And I hope you try to find. Now, if you think any of that is in the Bible, you read it to me. Because I need to do this work. Because I need to. There's not in there. It's changed.
Right.
Now, what did you say that for? Well, now here's why I say it. Yahweh has predestined us to go back in the same way we came out. That's why I said it. Listen, he used the Jews or the Israelites. Now get this word straight too. You've been saying it all the time. Israelites. It's real life. How about that? Now, many of you today know what Dr. Pratt is. And men rejecting God's justice. They just wouldn't accept that sin by God. Then afterwards, on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles stood up and preached, and the multitude was running together, and Peter said, "Let all the house of Israel know the truth, that Yahweh has raised Yahshua out of the side of the dead, and you have with wicked hand slain the prince of Peter, you have murdered." And they were pricked with their hearts. And said, "What shall we do?" And Peter said, "Repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Yahshua, the Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall be saved." That's Acts 2:38. Now, God didn't think that that's physical, what that is. No, I beg your pardon. Now listen, I said that so I could say this. The 11th chapter of Romans, it was too late to baptize any of them people, even though they believed. And there was 3,000 of them, about 3,000 of them added to the church or the assembly that day. But, now listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you that it was too late for them to be baptized. And I was true, too.
Alright.
It was too late for them to be baptized into his
death. Question.
Why?
Because God has baptized those people before he resurrected.
Right.
See, that they might be buried in him by baptism into his death. That they might be in the likeness of his resurrection.
That's right.
So now when they find out about it, that they have rejected and they've crucified the Prince of Glory, they ask, "What shall we do?"
Because you think every one of you do baptized in the name of Yahshua the Messiah. For the remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, folks call that right baptism. Now, that can't be. See, for more than one reason.
Now, what I'm talking about predestination.
See,
Yahweh had a purpose right from the beginning. And he's working all things after the counsel of his own will. And he goes back in, you see. Now, somebody that don't understand what I just said, they say, "Well, I believe this, and I believe that, and I believe the other." You see, I'm going to debate my religion about it.
Yeah, right.
You see? And then now, we just got through with it. That's the second that's all over. Now this one little thing. Higher ordinance, all of them were given to the Hebrews. There were any of them given to the Gentiles.
That's right.
You don't have nothing like that in nobody. And you can't read nothing out of this. See? And that's why the Messiah couldn't send them out. Because after his resurrection, to baptize the physical water. Or participate or indulge in any kind of ordinance. Because he was made manifest to our body. And move him out of the way. Now listen. This is the law contained in the ordinance. But the law of the Spirit of life. The law of the Spirit of life, which is in Yahshua the Messiah. Now you listen to me. sons of the Gentiles, they were grafted in and counted when they too were free. That made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, hey, I just get that one free to live so long. Now that's what that really means in this. The Yahweh is spirit. And it is by the spirit that these things come into existence. Just think of a creation. You see what I'm talking about? And it has to go back out in the spirit again. You see what I'm talking about? Now, Yahweh giving you name. You get your all this here, so. Your father. Your father. And tell you what the real purpose of Yahweh is and how it's carried out. Before you predestined the things to be. And it's going to be just like that. First. And the way you tie your necktie. And when you pass the sword, they got something to do. Now I'm just giving it to you straight.
Alright.
So you get up off this foolish and get out of bed. And that's what you just read there in Ephesians. Read on some more.
Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Joshua.
See, that's how you got it right there. He's predestined us to the adoption of children by Joshua the Messiah. That'll have nothing to do with you. How you wash your hair. Or how you walk out in the street.
That's stupid.
Why don't you argue about something or debate about something that's worthwhile?
Second.
Okay. And then listen. We've all read over here in Acts of the Apostles. Are you all listening to what I'm saying? We read over there in Acts of the Apostles that when they did know, the time that that is, Yahweh just went there. You passed it on earth. You see what I'm talking about? Now, who the hell knows what you were talking about? For being predestinated. You wouldn't have been here tonight. But I just bumped you off the wrong time. And I might pray that I'm just still in stupidity. And they won't hide around. But look, I don't want you to go over this thing. I don't want you to. And I don't want you to think this. I think such a thing. Yahweh knows your rising and your downset. He knows what you're going to do. You see? He knows everything about you. You see what I'm talking about? And I don't want you to think that he don't. He does. And if he didn't know the limitations of your understanding of comprehension, if he didn't know that, you know, you'd be a pretty pitiful mess. And when you didn't know, see, Yahweh, you was back there serving Jesus Christ and all that kind of thing you didn't know. You understand what I'm talking about? Yahweh is virus. Because he knew you didn't know. But you can't get by with it now. How about that? Well, you just might as well stick around. You just might as well hold what you got. Because you can't get by with even Christ no more.
That's right.
Even not to simply say that's right. You just can't do it. Well, you just might want to make up your mind going along with Joshua and the Messiah. And Yahweh is on. You just might want to make Lord God and
and Jehovah, and God and I, none of that nation.
That's right.
Look good. Now, you are accountable and charged for what you do. Now, listen here. Yahweh's responsibility, go back to Yahweh, it's Yahweh's responsibility to give you something. That's his responsibility. To give you something more. To say, that knows the truth.
Right.
And put his spirit in. And it's so indispensable, too, to do all that you can. Say, I don't know whether some of you know it, so I just might as well say it now. See, this school was a staff. See, the many ministers of the God. Every last one of them. We're going to do a part of that. Then you take the profound knowledge to do that. If you don't believe me, read the Constitution. That means men and women. That's what a tool was added for. To end the spread of the gospel of all over the world. So, and that's why I'm concerned. I was born back. Because all things. So it's got to get it through life. Then go to anywhere. If you didn't get to make the prayer. But anyway, promise to plan. 5,000 work like our second victory. For $5,000. And we don't want to take no chance on sending no $5,000 over that thing. Then him no more dollars. Because we want to make sure that it's the right kind of deed. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We want to send somebody over that thing. You understand? Now we can get 5,000. We can send him over and get send him over there and get $5,000 worth of gold. Bring it up, see? And cheaper than we can, way cheaper in America. That is to say, we can send him along, pay his way, and then come out and buy it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So then that's what we own. We only have around 20 books. I think that's what the paper said, is that right? Okay, so we need some more work. Then I'm going to tell you something else. Okay. About this coordination and predestination. Coordination and predestination is one of the things. Now that we know this, too, you probably have a trouble here. There is nothing that Yahweh isn't in.
That's right.
For him to jump out of it and get in something else.
That's right.
You see? Now, to be incarnated means that he has been you before.
Right.
See? And now he has come back into that. That's the same person. But if I... So that if it don't work that way. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now what you need to do is look up the definition of some of these words and find out something about these things.
Yeah.
But and just don't decode and swallow everything you can be. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now here's something else too. Maybe I better read that. Second chapter of 2 Peter. Part of the whole life that I can do. But I know what I can do. Peter.
But if there were false prophets, also.